There was once a Jewish couple who lived in England and won the national lottery. So they bought a mansion in Golders Green and even decided to hire a butler who was very proper and very British. They told the butler that the following day was Shavuot, a Jewish holiday, that it was the custom on Shavuot to eat a dairy meal, and that they had invited the Cohens to join them for a dairy luncheon. They asked the butler to set the table for four. The following morning, the couple left the house to go to Shavuot services at the synagogue. When they returned home, they found the table set for eight. They asked the butler why he had set the table for eight when they had specifically instructed him to set the table for four. The butler replied, "Sir and madam, the Kohens rang soon after you left and asked that I inform you that they would be bringing the blintzes and the knishes." Get it? The blintzes and the knishes were the guests? That's what he thought? Anyway, Shavuot is a Jewish holiday traditionally celebrated with dairy products. So, of course, the best Shavuot jokes are cheesy. Today, I would like to talk with you about the heart of Shavuot. And I have two questions. Number one, is chalav under your tongue? And number two, what is the besorah? Let's begin with number one. Is chalav under your tongue? The other day, I noticed a Yahoo page that raised the question, is milk a drink or a food? Several people chimed in to answer the question. Dr. P said, food can be solid or liquid. Milk is both a food and a drink. Christopher replied, for a baby, it's a food. For older people, older than infants, it's a drink. Genevieve the Brit commented, when you chew it, it's food. When you drink it, it's a drink. And Litz concluded the Yahoo discussion, it just depends on which way you are consuming it. What do you think? Is milk a drink or is it a food? While I have always thought of milk as a drink, I tend to agree with Christopher's comment that at least for a baby, milk really is a food, if we define food as something that nourishes and sustains. Milk is an important symbol of Shavuot. It is traditional to eat all kinds of dairy products on this festival day. Cheesecake, cheese, blintzes, cheese pizza, mint chip ice cream. I threw in the mint chip part. But why do we eat dairy products on this day? To answer this question, our rabbis point to Song of Songs, chapter 4, verse 11, which says, Devash v'chalav tachat leshonech. Milk and honey are under your tongue. Here, chalav, or milk, is interpreted as a reference to the Torah, which was given to us according to tradition on the day of Shavuot. In other words, Shavuot is a festival to celebrate Matan Torah, the giving of the Torah, the giving of the Word of God, which sustains us like milk. Tomorrow, we will celebrate Mother's Day. What was the first food that we ate after we were born? It was either our mother's milk or milk that our mothers gave us. By the way, on that note, I just want to announce that Karina's daughter, Lauren, just had a baby boy named Levi. So let's all just kind of congratulate. Lauren sent me a picture, and this little Levi is very smart. I could tell by this picture. Very, very alert. But it was either our mother's milk or the milk that our mothers gave us. That was the first food that we ate when we came into this world. And as that milk from our mothers caused us to grow and become physically strong, so too reading and meditating on the Word of God in the presence of God causes us to grow more and more like the Messiah. Shavuot, this Wednesday, is a day when we eat dairy foods to remember this truth, that we are to feast on the milk of the Word. Let me say that again. Shavuot, this Wednesday, is a day when we are to remember this truth, that we are called to feast on the milk of the Word. And when we do this, when we feast on the milk of the Word, we can say, as King David did in Psalm 131, verse 2, he says, "But I have stilled and quieted my soul like a weaned child with its mother, like a weaned child is my soul within me." Let's all say that together. "But I have stilled and quieted my soul like a weaned child with its mother. Like a weaned child is my soul within me." Who here wants to have a soul like that? A still and quiet soul like a weaned child with its mother. Do you want a soul like that? I know I want to. But do we have milk under our tongue? Or to put it another way, what have we done with our Bibles? Bibles are like refrigerators. If we don't open them up, we can't eat anything inside. Are any of us here experiencing spiritual lactose intolerance? If we are not feasting on God's Word, if we are not reading our Bible and meditating on it daily, let's make this Shavuot, this Wednesday, a time to recommit ourselves to eating the Word, to feasting on the milk of the Word, as when we first discovered it. I dare you. No pun intended. You didn't get it. I dare you. Oh, you didn't? Okay. And this delayed reaction. All right. I dare you. Dairy, milk, dairy. Yes. Okay. And this brings us to our second question. What is the Besorah? What is the Besorah? In the Torah, Hashem commands us to bring two loaves of bread to the temple as a wave offering before the Lord on the day of Shavuot. We are told in Leviticus chapter 23, "Count off 50 days up to the day after the seventh Sabbath, and then present an offering of new grain to Adonai. From wherever you live, bring two loaves made of 2/10 of an ephah of fine flour, baked with yeast, as a wave offering of first fruits to Adonai." What is the significance of the priest waving these two loaves of bread? It is an expression of thankfulness to the Lord for the new grain, for the wheat harvest that the Lord provided. Shavuot is fundamentally a spring harvest festival. Now, I'm not much of a farmer, but Harumi is. In fact, she's the daughter of a farmer. And over the past month or so, we have been enjoying the harvest of some baby leaf lettuce that Harumi planted on the side of our house. Whenever Harumi makes me a sandwich, she happily goes outside, picks the baby leaf lettuce, then puts it in my sandwich and waits for me to say, "This is delicious." There is really nothing like eating freshly picked vegetables, with the exception, perhaps, of eating a freshly picked Entenmann donut. But I won't go there. The point is, Shavuot is a time to celebrate the harvest. From a New Covenant perspective, there are two kinds of harvests that we celebrate on Shavuot in a Messianic Jewish congregation. The first is the wheat harvest in Eretz Yisrael, the land of Israel. The second is a commemoration of the thousands of Jewish people who, during a Shavuot celebration in Jerusalem around the year 30 CE, received the Ruach HaKodesh and became followers of Yeshua. We are told that Peter shared the Besorah, the good news of Yeshua, with this crowd, and that he concluded with the following words in Acts chapter 2. "Therefore, let the whole house of Israel know beyond doubt that God has made him both Lord and Messiah, this Yeshua, whom you executed on a stake. On hearing this, they were stung in their hearts, and they said to Peter and the other emissaries, 'Brothers, what should we do?' Peter answered them, 'Turn from sin, return to God, and each of you be immersed on the authority of Yeshua the Messiah into forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Ruach HaKodesh. For the promise is for you, for your children, and for those far away, as many as Adonai our God may call.' He pressed his case with many other arguments and kept pleading with them, 'Save yourselves from this crooked generation.' So those who accepted what he said were immersed, and there were added to the group that day about 3,000 people." Wow, I would love to see 3,000 Jewish people in Richmond come to believe in Yeshua and immersed on a single day. Wouldn't that be wonderful? May it happen. That is our vision as a community, that the light of Yeshua would come out, pulsating out of that Star of David into the wider Jewish community, and that thousands of our people would believe in Yeshua and be immersed in his name. Shavuot is a time when we, as Messianic Jews and Messianic Gentiles, not only commemorate this first century outpouring of God's Spirit on Shavuot, but also pray for it to happen again in our midst, in our city, in the Richmond Jewish community, through our sharing of the Besorah. But this raises the question that I've been thinking about lately. What is the Besorah? For some, this might seem to be a ridiculous question. After all, everyone knows what the gospel is. But the longer I have lived and the more I have studied the Bible, theology, and the body of Messiah today, the more I have come to realize that the answer to this question is not so clear, and that different communities hold different perspectives on what it means to share the gospel. As we approach Shavuot, I would like you to think about this question. What is the Besorah? What is the gospel? And what does it mean to share it with others? We will be talking more about this in the coming months. As a covenantal community, we are seeking to be a three-stranded cord in the way that we relate with one another. We want to be a close-knit group where we spend time with one another and care for one another. The flip side of this, however, is that we also want to be a community like the Jerusalem community in Acts 2 that reached out with the good news of Yeshua. We want to be an open community, an outward-focused community, a welcoming and hospitable community that is extending the Malchut Hashem, the kingdom of God, by walking out our mission to build a congregation for Yeshua within the house of Israel. Shavuot is a time to renew our vision for sharing the Besorah and seeing a harvest of Jewish people drawn to the life of God in Yeshua. Yeshua said to his disciples in John chapter 4, "My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work." Do you not say 4 months more and then the harvest? I tell you, open your eyes and look at the fields. They are ripe for harvest. Today we have talked about the heart of Shavuot, and I had two questions. Number one, do you have chalav under your tongue? And number two, what is the Besorah? Let's pray.